Next patient, Isaias. It's ISSAIAS. Gonzalez, GONZALEZ. Date of birth 4/11/17. Date of service 12/11/23. This is a 6-year-old young man. Mom brings him in due to cough, congestion, sinus pressure, and some fatigue. He has not been experiencing fevers, at least from what mom can tell. She hasn't measured the temperature as yet. Period. In the paragraph, he is afebrile today. No real complaint of body aches. He does have a mild sore throat. He takes all foods and fluids well. No change in his bowel or bladder habit. Period. In the paragraph, vital signs, pulse 113, respirations 18, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 99%. On room air, symptoms are better with rest, worse on activity, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. They were both negative. Period. In the paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, mildly tachycardic at 113, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period. Paragraph, assessment and plan. Flu-like symptoms, patient will be given Tamiflu per weight protocol. He will take that twice a day for 5 days and monitor symptoms. Next diagnosis, cough, Elahist DM. He will take 5 ml 4 times daily, PRN number 120 ml, period, in a paragraph. He's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if not improved. Next, patients. Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N, last name Parra, P-A-R-R-A. Date of birth, 6/25/16. Date of service, 12/11/23. This is a 7-year-old female patient. Here with acute onset sore throat, also some mild abdominal pain, no nausea or vomiting. When I've asked her about the pain at the moment, she says it has gone away for the moment. It waxes and wanes, period, in a paragraph. Once again, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Her main complaint today is just the sore throat. A few fevers off and on, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure 113 over 55, pulse 97, respirations 20, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 97%, current weight 62 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies. Period, in a paragraph. Symptoms are better with rest, worse on activity, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. They were both negative. Period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She doesn't appear to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema, although very mild. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. Oral mucosa is moist. No strawberry tongue. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds are present and within normal limits, period, in the paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute pharyngitis. Patient will receive amoxicillin. 400 per 5 ml, 8 ml, POBID, number 160 ml, period, in a paragraph. She's to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic as needed, period, in a paragraph. Next patient, Jimena, spelled X-I-M-E-N-A, last name Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, date of birth 2/22/22, date of service 12/11/23. This is a 2-year-old little girl. Apparently, mom and dad brought her here today because she has a habit of putting several of different types of objects up her nose. Dad thinks that she had put something up her right nair and cannot visualize what it was. He believes it to be up there. Patient is in no distress. She's not picking at her nose. She cooperates well through the exam. No other symptom is given today, period, in a paragraph. Pulse 119 because she gets very excited when we approach her. Respiration 16, temperature 97.6, oxygenation 100%, current weight 28 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. Due to the possibility of foreign objects, we have taken our otoscope, and with mom and dad's assistance, we're holding her down. She obviously does not like that, and we're visualizing that right in there. And there does not appear to be any foreign body visualized to me today. Period, new paragraph. So mom and dad are going to go home and monitor that process and then return to clinic or go to the emergency room if they feel as though there is a foreign body that is lodged in that right nair. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears all within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area, non-erythematous, neck soft with rhabdomyolysis masses or lipodynopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear. Period, new paragraph, assessment, implant, possible foreign body in right nair. Uneventful examination. I was not able to visualize any foreign body. I've advised I do not believe that she has something in that right nair at this time. She has no problem breathing, even when closing up the left nair. Period, new paragraph. They're going to go home and monitor, return to clinic or emergency room if needed.